School districts have until June 23rd to post on their website a plan for mitigation measures expected in the upcoming year. It will cover expectations for masking, distancing, cleaning, and testing, and it's required under the American Rescue Plan Act. That's the federal legislation that provides emergency funding. Superintendent Erica Klute-Painter expects more guidance for schools this month from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as the state of Alaska.
We all know how we feel about this. We are definitely tired of talking about mitigation strategies and plans and protocols, for sure. But we just need to keep, we're going to have to stay the course as far as making sure that we're following good guidance and recommendations and making a good case for decisions that we are making and why we're making them.
The board reviewed results of a recent survey of students, staff, and stakeholders at a work session the week before. Klute-Painter and the district's principals also updated the board at Tuesday's regular meeting. Board member Cheryl Feil asked parents for patience.
We are trying to get back to as normal as possible.
Yeah.
Yep. And like Erica said, it's going to constantly change, but right now, hopefully we won't have to have masks. Maybe it'll just be a movie, you know? Mm-hmm. But we're trying to get back as normal as possible. That's our goal. So please be patient with us.
Yeah.
We're just doing what we're being told to do.
District officials say the amount of in-person learning that happened this past year was a success for the local public schools, especially compared to other parts of the country that spent most of the year online. Petersburg schools are planning for that in-person learning for the new school year, and the administration has already made some decisions about the new year. For instance, the middle school won't be using the podding approach it used the past year, where classes remained in place and did not mix with other students during the day. Superintendent Klute-Painter said a change like that could impact how masks are used in those grades. Principal Rick Dormer also said the upper grades are not offering any hybrid of in-person and remote learning next year, with exceptions for extended illnesses or activity travel.
Yeah. Partially, well, partially, that is not an option for the secondary schools next year. And that is very much unanimous from the staff. And it's just based on it made sense for this year. I'm really proud of the work. Our teachers said they worked really hard to make that happen. And a lot of students and parents did the same. But it was not an effective instructional method. Learning was definitely decreased for students that were home, and again, this is the year we've made the best of it, and that's okay.
In some ways, the schools are planning to start the new year like they ended the old one, with face coverings expected in some of the same situations and no immediate return to school after out-of-state travel. Officials are hoping to have some more flexibility with the high local vaccination rate and if the case count remains low. And the possibility of vaccination for students in the upper grades may make measures different in the middle and high school from the elementary school. Klute-Painter also said schools may start with some measures in place and make adjustments as the year progresses. In activities, the district plans a return to the pre-pandemic schedule, with high school cross country and swim starting in August and volleyball and wrestling in September. In other news, the board approved a budget for the upcoming year with a large drop in state funding from declining student numbers expected. The district is projecting a combined 415 students in the three schools next year, down 11 from the school year that just ended. That drop in students means less in state per pupil funding. Finance Director Karen Morrison presented that spending plan.
This has definitely been the most challenging budget that I've had to create and present. But we have been strategizing the last 5 years or so as we've watched our student enrollment numbers fluctuate. I feel really good about this budget. It's a solid operating budget and one that has been strategized to leverage other grant funds and also our fund balance. And it will provide a robust learning environment for our students, as well as supporting the board's goals.
The budget has a projected spending of over $8.6 million, with revenues just over $8 million. It reflects a drop of state funding of just under $700,000. That means the district will be spending down its fund balance by around $590,000. Emergency aid from the federal government will help the district pay some of its personnel costs over the next year. Morrison called it a realistic budget and hoped the actual spending would be lower and revenue higher than the plan anticipates. The school district also launched a new website this month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.